Welcome back to The Avenue, guys. I'm your host, Zara Chanel. This is episode 19. Oh my goodness. So exciting, guys. It is December. We are getting ready for Christmas. Are you guys ready? Because what is today? Today's the 13th. Oh my God, we got like 2 weeks left and I am totally not prepared. It is beginning to look a lot like last minute shopping, but you know what? I made this bed, so I'm going to have to lie in it. I'm going to have to be okay with that. But you know what? My kids are pretty good because they don't ask for a lot. You know, they might see a few things here or there or something that, you know, maybe their favorite YouTuber is playing with and they might ask for. My son usually wants, my oldest usually wants video games. And then my youngest, he's 3. So he's just like, ah. But you know what? I do not understand how people literally go in debt for Christmas. I see some of the things that people buy for their children and it's just totally absurd. Like y'all out here buying new iPhone 10s for your kids, for a child? I don't think so. First of all, I wouldn't even buy that for myself. I have a 6X Plus. And let me tell you something, as long as this iPhone is working, I am not getting another phone because yes, iPhones, I do have them, but I have to say they are overrated. I don't know what they're doing with the 9, 10, 11s, whatever's going on. I do have to say that I got this phone for FaceTime purposes and I rarely FaceTime, but I think the phone is definitely overrated. I don't see what the big deal is unless you have a group of people who you want to FaceTime with, but they have so many other apps you can do that where you can do FaceTime with Messenger, Facebook Messenger, and you can also use the Duo app. So it's kind of, but you know what, these new iPhones, they might do some things, they might be high tech, you know. So all I'm saying is, I say all this to say that I'm definitely not going to buy my child a new iPhone. And I'm not judging those of you who do, to each his own. What is a proper age? What is a good age to get a child a cell phone? Because, you know, when I was younger, my thought was you can get a cell phone when you can get a job and buy your own cell phone. I mean, that was pretty much how I was raised. But times are different now. These kids are like seven years old with iPhones. And, you know, I have a 10-year-old and I want him to have a phone eventually. I just don't think that right now is the time. I don't think he needs a phone right now because he's literally at school or at home with me. Like it's going to have to happen soon. I can tell the way things are going. It's going to happen soon within the next few years. He's going to be very excited about that. So I can't let him listen to this podcast because he's going to be on me. Because, you know, once they hear it out of your mouth every day, Mom, can I have my cell phone today? So, you know, we got to make sure he does not hear this. So some other great news that I got is that a friend of mine got some tickets to the African American Museum for March, the end of March, and my husband and I are going to go. It's going to be a thing. Like, it's not just going to be hop on a plane because we got to figure out where you're going to drop these kids off because we don't have anybody in Mississippi that will watch the kids for us. So we'll have to maybe bring them to Houston or somewhere else. So that's another thing. But you know what? I definitely want to do this. And I think what I'm going to do is make this into a New York trip instead of just a DC thing. Because I don't know much about D.C., the White House, go see the White House, and then what, honey? I don't know. So I'm thinking we're going to head up to New York, and then maybe that one day we'll go down to D.C. to go to the African American Museum. I really want to go. I'm going to have to bring out the video camera because when I get up in there, I'm going to need to be vlogging that. Because there's just so much I want to see. I can tell I'm going to want to be up in there all day. So if you can't tell, I'm heck of excited about it. I can't wait for March to get here. And I have other things I need to go do in New York. Guys, if I haven't said it before, I grew up in New York. I haven't been to New York since 2006, I believe. So it's been a while. You know, life has taken me here, there, and everywhere, but it hasn't taken me back home. And for the past few years, I'm really homesick. I really need to go. I want to go to old neighborhoods. I want to go see my old house I grew up in. I want to drive by my old schools. I want to be on the blocks I used to walk down. I used to walk the neighborhoods all the time. I just want to get that. You know, I need that. I need that in my soul. I need it. So we're definitely going to work that out. Can y'all tell that I'm excited about it? I'm so excited. And hubby is coming too. I did tell him I wanted to go to New York and he wanted to come with me because he's like, oh, I don't want you to go by yourself. And I'm like, it's so cute. But, you know, us New Yorkers, for people from New York, if you know people from New York, we're not scared of anything. Like, sometimes I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But I'm not worried. He's really worried about me going to New York by myself. And I think that is really cute. And I'm like, child, if you only knew the things I was doing in New York by myself when I was way younger than I am now, you'd be like, all right, she's good. So that's going down, and I would definitely keep y'all posted. Hopefully I can get out there and like do a podcast out there, and then I'm meeting up with a friend, so maybe she might want to be a guest on the podcast. It's going to be super fun. Okay, and the last update, the last life update I'm going to talk about is my faith. Where am I at with my walk with God? Right now, I'm really I want to start waking up early and, you know, having some meditation time, some prayer and meditation time to clear my mind, because my brain is so foggy. By the end of the day, I do so much, I deal with so much, and I'm a really heady person. And by that, I mean, I think a lot. Like, there's certain things, I might not even react to things, or I'm quiet a lot of the time because I'm always thinking. I'm always in my head to the point where, like, I'll get sick. Like, I'll start getting a stomach ache. I'll get in my head so much. So I'm definitely going to start working some meditation and prayer and some, I saw some stuff on YouTube. They have like positive affirmation meditation. So you can, you know, press play, and then, you know, they're saying things like, you are great, you are wonderful, you are worthy. And I just want to meditate with that and read the Bible. I'm going to start doing that very soon. I got to work that in, but I also got to work in my exercise, because I did start another, you know, I started my little treadmill regimen, but I definitely need to, I started and then I stopped, but I'm going to get back on it, because, you know, I haven't done it probably in like a week now, and I'm definitely going to get back on it. I encourage y'all to get your fitness routine going and do something. It's only for the best, and it will not hurt you at all. It'll only make you feel better. Y'all, so this is episode 19. What am I going to do for episode 20? I don't know. I'm thinking about doing like a Beyonce episode, because if y'all didn't know, like, I'm a big Beyonce fan, and I at least want to give Beyonce one episode, and maybe this is it, or maybe I should do like 20 random facts or something. It has to be something with 20. I'm going to figure it out. Guys, I'm way behind. I'm like a week. I think it might be 2 weeks late on this podcast, but I definitely want to have 4 of them out in December. And December is a tricky month because it's the holidays and people are not really sitting down listening to podcasts like that. But I'm going to put out 4, and they'll be sitting there. And I think something like Beyonce or something that's not so, time precious, you know, they can go back and listen to it anytime, so it'll be there. And, you know, who doesn't like Beyonce except weirdos? But yeah, I might do that. So just tune into the next episode to see how that turns out. But today I want to talk about Chad Loves Michelle, and this is a little old news, but like I said, I'm 2 weeks late on the podcast. Okay, so as you know, Chad and Michelle had a reality show on OWN. I've talked about this on previous podcasts, and if you haven't listened to my previous podcast, they are all on all platforms. I even have it on YouTube, honey, so you can go back and get your life. So it's on the OWN network. I believe they have the episodes on YouTube as well. Michelle Williams, is that her last name? Michelle Williams is an ex-member of Destiny's Child. And y'all know, I fell in love with Destiny's Child, and then, you know, and that continued on to Beyonce. So I keep up with the members. I like to see what they have going on in their lives, making sure they, you know, happy, healthy, all of that, all of those things. So here at the Avenue with Zara Chanel, we have been keeping up with the both of them via the show and also via social media. And we've been watching from the beginning. So, of course, we're going to have to talk about this breakup. Now, they have been on a media frenzy, Chad and Michelle, promoting this show. They have done interviews on The Breakfast Club, E! Everywhere. Were they on Wendy? No, they ain't messing with Wendy. They ain't that crazy. But they are on doing all kind of interviews everywhere. They're always on Instagram together. They're always doing lives on Instagram together. And that's just like another show themselves. So they really wanted this show to do well. And nobody was surprised about this breakup. Nobody was surprised. The season started off with, mind you, they made it to 5 episodes before she announced the breakup. So the season started out with Michelle leaving a depression hospital. She was in the hospital for depression. And Chad was her caregiver, and he was making sure she ate and she drank water, and they were doing marriage counseling. Now, who goes from a depression clinic straight to a marriage counselor? That is a bit much. And, you know, he was there for her and he was cooking for her and everything. And I just felt like, why is he still pushing her so hard to be married? And she said that she gave him the ring probably 4 times. She gave it back to him and said, you know what, let's call it off. I'm not ready to do this. But he's still persistent in, let's do it. Let's do it. You're the one for me. Like, why are you pushing her to get married when she is not mentally stable? She's not stable right now. That was a little shady to me. Now, on one of the episodes, Michelle's got to meet Chad's sister. She came to town with her kids and she had a newborn baby. So Chad's sister was upset because I think Chad was kind of like a dad to her sons, and he stepped in and he, you know, was with them and blah, 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 blah. But I'm just like, okay. She was a little too, she was crying and like, you know, she feels like, oh, there's no place for me because you're in his life now. And I'm like, you don't want this man to be married and have children. This man is 40 years old. You still want him to be running behind you and your kids? Crazy. And she had a newborn baby. I'm like, where is the baby's dad? Shouldn't you be depending on him to be the man in your life? Whoever you had this baby with? But you know what? That's a little harsh. But there was a moment where she said to Michelle, I was a fan of yours. I grew up listening to you, to Destiny's Child. And I was like, okay, so that's what it is. Is Chad a fan of hers too? Is Chad a fan? Because you can't turn a fan of yours into a husband. I don't want to call him a clout chaser, but I mean, this girl is fresh out of depression, on medication, and you're talking about you need to be first lady of this church that I'm trying to start in LA that doesn't exist yet. Are we using Michelle's name to bring members to the church? I don't know, Chad, Pastor Chad. And to watch them on the show, it seems like they were always trying to convince us that they were ready to be married. Or they were trying to, and at times it seems like they were trying to convince themselves that they were ready to be married. And they had all these, you know, people, counselors, they were in marriage counseling. They were going to talk to all kind of pastors. They even talked to John Gray and child. I don't know what he's doing. Is he doing a special? Because that man is on every show imaginable, giving out his, anyways, I don't want to be shady, but he's everywhere. So. Yes, he is definitely your pastor for hire. But yes, I just wasn't, his whole demeanor to me, he's too calm. It's kind of like he's just very calm and like there's not a lot of emotion there. He's a very monotone person. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know. It's just something that just strikes me as, you know, I have to take a closer look into him. And I definitely, we all want Michelle to be okay because she's been through a lot. She's still going through a lot. And breaking news, she was on a Broadway show and she just said that she made the announcement that her doctors told her to leave the show. Her doctors advised her that the best thing for her to do was to leave the show. Now, I don't know if it's depression or I don't know if it's something else. And I will say this about Michelle. It's kind of hard. It's been hard to look at you because you're so skinny and, you know, you look like a skeleton with bundles on. That could be a reason why she might be exhausted. She might be exhausted. She could have been asked to leave because of exhaustion. Or maybe it's the fact that this whole breakup is weighing on her and it's sending her, spiraling her into another depression. I really hope she's okay. And obviously she's under doctor's care. So that's a good thing. Hopefully TMZ won't blast her because she said the first time she was in the clinic, she didn't stay the whole time because somebody told TMZ. So she wanted to leave the clinic. She was scared for her safety. So hopefully if it is depression, I'm praying for you, girl. I just want you to be okay. I want you to be healthy and I want you to be happy. So yes, Chad. Now, episode 5, who were they talking to? I don't even remember. I think it was a pastor. And I mean, if likely, it's likely a pastor, right? But Chad just went this to this whole thing and said he wants to get married this year when they were sitting down having a counseling session. He said, yes, I want to do it at the end of this year. And Michelle started crying and she's like, oh, boo, 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 hoo, hoo. I feel like you're proposing all over again. You know, it was sweet. They get in the car and he says, well, do you really think we're ready? And I'm like, what, Pastor Chad? Didn't you just get this woman all hyped up and just say you wanted to marry her at the end of this year? And then as soon as you get to the car, you're like second guessing? Stop playing with this woman's emotions. This woman is not stable right now. She's trying to get herself together and you just playing with her, playing on her emotions, got it going up, down, everywhere. But to bring it down a notch, because y'all feel like I'm being messy. And you know, I try not to be messy. I'm trying. This is not the mess podcast. There are a million other mess podcasts and you can go on there and hear all your gossip and cussing and this, that, and the third. But you know, this is one of our shows. We watch this. And we watch Red Table Talk over here. So that's what we do. We watch and we discuss. But if you have mental problems going on, if you are going through, that's not the time to do something like get married. If you're going through, you need to get yourself together completely first and become a whole full person before you decide to get into a marriage, because marriage is not going to help your problems. It's only going to make them worse. You are contractually binded to someone and you have to deal with all their mess and all their crap day in and day out. Now, if you have a bunch of crap of your own that you're dealing with that you can't deal with, you're trying to deal with your crap and mix it with their crap. And that's just going to be, that's a mess. That's just a big old load of crap. And that's not healthy. Somebody once told me that your life is like a movie. So my life is a movie and my husband is a movie. And when we got together, we're trying to mix two movies into one. So that's just a lot on its own. That's a lot when we're both, you know, in a good headspace, we're good to go. But when we both have issues going on, it's just too much. Now, of course, obviously, we're going to have issues anyway, because nobody's perfect. Everybody has a past and nobody's perfect. Okay. But this kind of thing where it's just to the point where you said, I have to go to a clinic. I have to go get myself together. It just baffles me. And Oprah girl, you know what? I like Oprah because I really do feel like she tries to do things from a good place. And I admire the fact that she's out here and trying to do good in the world. And I do. But Oprah girl, come on now. This girl is fresh out of a depression clinic. She's going from depression clinic to marriage counselor. That's just crazy. That's just crazy. We should have all known that this was going to go downhill. And I kind of did. But honestly, there was always just something inside of me that just wanted it to work. I really did. I held on to my little tiny bit of optimism for them. I really wanted them to work out. I would love to see Michelle get married and have a baby. I would love to see that. But, you know, she has to take care of herself first. It's not about, you know, letting people down. And it's hard to do something like that because they're on a TV show. Their families, she met the families and their families met each other. And it's hard to just end something like that when there's so many people, you know, looking up to you. And I'm telling you, when I tell y'all, they were on Instagram like every day doing lives and preaching to the masses and talking about and this, that, and the third and giving us advice. Meanwhile, y'all too, you know, not perfect. They were definitely going hard. And it kind of feels like you let the world down a little bit. You know, you let your fans down, your friends, your family members down, and maybe yourself as well. And maybe this could have caused her to spiral a little bit downward, and maybe she's not doing too well. But again, I'm praying for you, girl. I just want you to be happy. I do. All right, y'all. And this is not going to be a long podcast because I have to get four of these done in 2 weeks. So Before we go, we do have to talk about Red Table Talk. In the last episode, Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy was on there. And it was, again, another episode about race. And I didn't really like this episode too much because I feel like Ellen Pompeo, she basically said something about reverse racism on Instagram a while ago. And, of course, we attacked her. Not myself personally, but, you know, the blacks, we don't play. We keep a foot on your neck. Like, we're not taking any of that. So I feel like she came on to kind of explain herself. And honey, I felt like she just really wants to be in the barbecue. She wants to get invited to the barbecue so bad. No, you're still not invited. But you know what? I can't say that because she has, her children are biracial. So she has a black husband and she's like, I've been around black people all my life and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? The thing about you, baby, is you coming on a little too strong. You can't expect us to just, you know that you, just because you have a black husband, that you can just come and you can say whatever you want because, oh, I'm not racist. Obviously, I'm not racist. I have a black husband. Mm-mm. It don't work like that, baby. You got to bring it down a few notches because even though your husband is black, you are not. And the majority of the people that, or you know, who watch your show or whatever, they don't know who your husband is. So calm down, because yes, you can be an ally. We definitely need allies, but you know, you can't just, you're coming on a little too strong, baby girl. That's all I'm saying. So I really didn't care for that episode, and I don't feel like the ladies, Jada and Willow and Will, Jada's mom, I feel like they were too easy on her, and they should have been on her neck. They should have had their foot on her neck a little more. They kind of just let her explain herself. And when she did, they were like, yes, yes, that's true. And you know, Willow's up there. Yes, that's what Willow, the whole episode, she kills me with that. Yes, wow, yes. But anyways, that's my review of that episode. And we are going to chop it right now. This is it. This is going to be about a 20-minute episode. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. Let's do a little prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone who is listening to the sound of this, I pray that you bless them immensely. And I hope that it's a great holiday season for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for listening. Follow me on Facebook, The Avenue with Zara Chanel. Am I on Twitter? Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram, The Avenue with Zara Chanel. Look me up. I'm everywhere. Email me, The Avenue with Zara. No, wait, that is not my, what is the thing? I know my email, okay? It's theavenuezc@gmail.com. But thank you guys for listening. Be blessed. Take care. See you next week.